USA News, I'm Dave Collins. NFL legend Jim Brown is dead at the age of 87. His wife Monique Brown made the announcement on his Instagram account. Sportscaster Jim Gray praised the Hall of Famer.
He was a legend, and he was just a bigger-than-life guy. Perhaps the greatest football player ever, still renowned as that.
He retired after 9 years playing with the Cleveland Browns in the 50s and 60s. Brown rushed for over 12,000 yards in his career, as well as 106 rushing touchdowns. He also was known for his roles in films and activism. The contaminated eye drops outbreak is growing. The CDC reports another death linked to the recalled eye drops, Delsym Pharma and Esricare. The tainted eye drops are now linked to 4 deaths and 81 cases of extensive vision loss in 18 states. The FDA has urged Americans to stop using the two brands. Instagram is set to launch a text-based app this summer that could compete with Twitter. That's according to Bloomberg, which said the company has been secretly working with celebrities and influencers to test the new app. It will be separate from Instagram, but users will be able to connect their accounts and follow everyone they already do on Instagram. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is praising the efforts of the men and women who are guarding the border with Mexico.
This is the state of Texas, and we have every right to secure our border, and that's exactly what we are doing.
Guardsmen from Florida and Idaho will be arriving on the Texas border in the next few days, and the governor says they'll be staying a few weeks to help in the effort to turn back illegal border crossers. The numbers have gone from 2,700 daily encounters down to about 20 a day in Texas. Actor Alec Baldwin is making an appearance on a red carpet in New York City. The Long Island native and his wife Hilaria walked the red carpet for the annual Pan America Gala last night at the American Museum of Natural History. It's his first red carpet event since rush shooting charges against him were dropped. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The Walt Disney Company's billion-dollar cut to its operations in Orlando is part of a feud between them and the state's Republican governor, Ron DeSantis, over controversial new state laws. Disney's scrapping plans to relocate 2,000 California workers to the Sunshine State. Senators need a break, too, even if there's pressing business.
The U.S. Senate is going ahead with its scheduled recess next week. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says that he'll call senators back within 24 hours notice if they need to take a vote on a debt ceiling deal if one comes to the chamber. Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has not been noted expressing any pushback on the plan. Congress must pass a debt ceiling increase by the first week of June or risk a national default. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Denver Nuggets moved one win closer to their first ever appearance in the NBA Finals. The Nuggets surged through the second half to defeat the Los Angeles Lakers 108-103 in Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals on Thursday. The Nuggets take a 2-0 series lead into Game 3 in L.A. tomorrow night. A new study is ranking Texas number one as the worst drivers according to the survey from Forbes Advisor. The Lone Star State is the worst drivers in the country. The report says Texas is in the top three in fatal crashes involving a drunk driver, a drowsy driver, or a driver that is going the wrong way. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.